Now, African Bank, the unsecured lender that collapsed in August last year, remains under curatorship and could take up to 2 years before it relists on the stock exchange. My colleague Hannah Barry spoke to PwC's Tom Winterbur, who's curator of ABL, and started off by asking him to briefly explain where we are now in terms of the curatorship.
At the moment, one of the important points for us is obviously the Banks Amendment Bill. It'll probably be, I think, around about the third or fourth time it's going to appear in front of the Standing Committee of Finance of Parliament next week, where they'll hear further presentations. Once that's through and if it's accepted in the current proposed form, then it could go through Parliament, we hope, before the end of April, but hopefully before the end of June. And then once that goes through, we probably need about 3 months as a result of various regulatory and statutory purposes to conclude on the transaction and form the new good bank.
And that amendment bill, as you mentioned, is actually needed in order to create the good bank. Tom, what is the good bank?
Yeah, the good bank would include, as was announced on the 10th of August last year by the then Governor John Marcus, to take that stage identified about 26 billion of assets after provisions. Obviously, that there was further trading on that, but that would move into good bank together with, as proposed in that letter, also 90% of face value of the senior's claims. And then clearly there would be a balancing up of the balance sheet and then the equity issue to the consortium. So that is, in broad terms, we're obviously on an ongoing basis working on the transaction to fully conclude it with all the parties involved. But once that's done and the act goes through, so we need 3 months to actually get to the actual formation of Good Bank.
African Bank is, of course, still granting loans. It's open for business, but its image will never be the same again, you could argue, because of its collapse and subsequent curatorship. What is being done to improve ABL's image, and how do you know whether or not that is working?
Yeah, so I think it's firstly an important thing. So ABL, which is the holding company, we believe that it's obviously had taken a lot of damage in terms of the investors. African Bank itself, which is the operating arm in the bank itself, clearly there has been some brand damage. But we're seeing customers coming back. We're seeing our loans slowly starting getting back up there. But we've done various marketing campaigns around that, which is proving to be successful. Just to mention some of it, we're really talked about the 100% commitment campaign from African bankers. And as I say, when I go around to the branches, and I've recently been to one just unannounced, I'm always impressed by the commitment and professionalism there. But then also in terms, we're going out with African bankers, choice in loans and really the features of the loans. And we believe that through this we're getting the customers back. On the insurance side, we got an interesting product where we give customers a 24-hour payout after claim, and if we don't, we'll double the payout. Now, fortunately, we've had to double the payouts in very limited instances, but it just demonstrates that the bank lives up to its promise. So I believe in time it will get back to the original brand value, and we hope better.
Are you getting the types of customers you want, better risk customers?
The better risk customers are coming in. Clearly, we're not walking away from the old customer base that we've had, but we've just said, look, we're also looking at a better risk customer. And in terms of the LSM categories, then where we were, we're still operating in those categories. We're just a bit tighter in terms of saying we just want to make sure we've got quality loans. So the target market's still the same as we were before, but then also looking at some better risk quality as part of the overall target for us.
And that was the curator of ABL, Tom Winterbur. And that brings us to the end of today's edition of the SAFM Market Update. Until Monday, have a good Easter weekend. Bye-bye.
SAFM Sports Wrap.